Four kids toddle around a cozy room. There are all the items you might expect in a pre-kindergarten classroom. Stuffed animals, puzzles, and teachers. The puzzles are the kind with a hole cut out for each piece, and each piece is labeled in Yupik. Annie Wilson is an Igiagig elder, and she speaks her native language fluently. She and 16-month-old Tegan Wassily are playing with a puzzle. Unglu means nest. It's a part of the larger program, Wankuda Gonhayare Nanbach Bahamu Yuchstun, which means we all speak Lake Iliamna Yupik. The village started the program with an $8,500 language preservation and maintenance grant from the U.S. Administration for Native Americans. The grant is in its third and final year. For the past 2 years, language apprentices have learned the language from elders who speak their regional dialect of Yupik fluently. Apprentices have also taught in the village school 30 minutes a day, 4 days a week during the school year. Now they're expanding their efforts. Elders and apprentices are teaching a handful of toddlers 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Alexandra Salmon is the project director. She herself is a language apprentice.
It's far more than language. It's spiritual, mental, physical. It's everything into becoming, you know, what the Yupik really were.
The vision behind Unglu is for kids to grow up learning to speak Yupik from their earliest days. Loretta Peterson is learning alongside her daughter, Tegan.
It's just better for her to grow up with her original language. I only knew a small handful of words before I started.
And the kids are learning. A lot of them are too young to talk, but when Salmon tells her son to point at different parts of his body, like his knees and his toes, the three-year-old does it without hesitation. In Igiagig, I'm Avery Lill.